Yeah, you know, he's just a really good athlete. He's really, really fast for a junior. So I really look forward to competing against them because they're full of athletes and they're full of talent.
Jack Coleman, talk about how it went out there for you today.
Well, you know, I knew there was going to be a lot of competition in this heat. So I just went out there and ran my race to the best of my ability.
And
it's just nice having Audubon having competition to push us all year. And then coming to the state meet, we knew those two teams ahead of us were going to be quick. We just knew we had to push ourselves to try and beat them, but just couldn't get it done today.
We went out there, ran our race for our coach. Last ever event he's going to coach for us, so we really wanted to run fast for him. And we did what we could with what we have.
Next year, how many
of
you are we at?
Three. It's going to be hard to replace Connor McKee, but
of course,
we're going to try.
They're really young. They're full of talent. We got two sophomores and a freshman, so they still got 2 years being all three together. So it's just, if they can find that fourth runner, this guy's the limit.
Obviously caps off a great career for you in these types of events. I guess your reaction kind of coming down to a close here.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't have asked for a better team, couldn't ask for a better season. I did what I could. You know, I knew I had a little chip on my shoulder coming into the final today because I didn't qualify in the 110s yesterday. So I just came out here and ran my heart out because my last ever high school event.
Yeah. You guys enjoy the experience this weekend?
Absolutely, oh, yeah. It's been amazing time.
Right. Yeah, it was their first time here, so they're kind of starstruck and a little nervous at first. So I had to tell them that it's nothing new. It's just another track meet.
Piece of cake.
Yeah.
Congrats, guys.
Thank you.